Solomon now stepped into the light, his gray eyes flashing playfully. Good morning. My name is Peter Solomon, and I am secretary of the Smithsonian Institution. The students broke into wild applause. In the shadows, Langdon watched with admiration as Peter captivated the young minds with a photographic tour of the Smithsonian Institution's early history. The show began with Smithsonian Castle, its basement science labs, corridors lined with exhibits, salon full of mollusks, scientists who called themselves the curators of crustaceans, and even an old photo of the castle's two most popular residents, a pair of now-deceased owls named Diffusion and Increase. The half-hour slideshow ended with an impressive satellite photo of the National Mall, now lined with enormous Smithsonian museums. As I said when I began, Solomon stated in conclusion, James Smithson and our forefathers envisioned our great country to be a land of enlightenment. I believe today they would be proud. Their great Smithsonian Institution stands as a symbol of science and knowledge at the very core of America. It is a living, breathing, working tribute to our forefathers' dream for America, a country founded on the principles of knowledge, wisdom, and science. Solomon clicked off the slides to an energetic round of applause. The house lights came up along with dozens of eager hands with questions. Solomon called on a small red-haired boy in the middle. Mr. Solomon, the boy said, sounding puzzled, you said our forefathers fled the religious oppression of Europe to establish a country on the principles of scientific advancement. That's correct. But I was under the impression our forefathers were devoutly religious men who founded America as a Christian nation. Solomon smiled. My friends, don't get me wrong. Our forefathers were deeply religious men, but they were deists, men who believed in God, but in a universal and open-minded way. The only religious ideal they put forth was religious freedom. He pulled the microphone from the podium and strode out to the edge of the stage. America's forefathers had a vision of a spiritually enlightened utopia in which freedom of thought, education of the masses, and scientific advancement would replace the darkness of outdated religious superstition. A blonde girl in back raised her hand. Yes? Sir, the girl said, holding up her cell phone. I've been researching you online, and Wikipedia says you're a prominent Freemason. Solomon held up his Masonic ring. I could have saved you the data charges. The students laughed. Yes, well, the girl continued, hesitating. You just mentioned outdated religious superstition, and it seems to me that if anyone is responsible for propagating outdated superstitions, it would be the Masons. Solomon seemed unfazed. Oh? How so? Well, I've read a lot about Masonry, and I know you've got a lot of strange ancient rituals and beliefs. This article online even says that Masons believe in the power of some kind of ancient magical wisdom, which can elevate man to the realm of the gods? Everyone turned and stared at the girl as if she were nuts. Actually, Solomon said, she's right. The kids all spun around and faced front, eyes widening. Solomon suppressed a smile and asked the girl, does it offer any other wiki wisdom about this magical knowledge? The girl looked uneasy now, but she began to read from the website. To ensure this powerful wisdom could not be used by the unworthy, the early adepts wrote down their knowledge in code, cloaking its potent truth in a metaphorical language of symbols, myth, and allegory. To this day, this encrypted wisdom is all around us, encoded in our mythology, our art, and the occult texts of the ages. Unfortunately, modern man has lost the ability to decipher this complex network of symbolism, and the great truth has been lost. Solomon waited. That's all? The girl shifted in her seat. Actually, there is a little bit more. I should hope so. Please, tell us. The girl looked hesitant, but she cleared her throat and continued. According to legend, the sages who encrypted the ancient mysteries long ago left behind a key of sorts, a password that could be used to unlock the encrypted secrets. This magical password, known as the Verbum Significatium, is said to hold the power to lift the darkness and unlock the ancient mysteries, opening them to all human understanding. Solomon smiled wistfully. Ah, yes, the verbum significatium. He stared into space for a moment, and then lowered his eyes again to the blonde girl. And where is this wonderful word now? The girl looked apprehensive, clearly wishing she had not challenged their guest speaker. She finished reading. Legend holds that the verbum significatium is buried deep underground where it waits patiently for a pivotal moment in history, a moment when mankind can no longer survive without the truth, knowledge, and wisdom of the ages. At this dark crossroads, mankind will at last unearth the word and herald in a wondrous new age of enlightenment. The girl turned off her phone and shrank down in her seat. After a long silence, another student raised his hand. Mr. Solomon, you don't actually believe that, right? Solomon smiled. Why not? Our mythologies have a long tradition of magic words that provide insight and godlike powers. To this day, children still shout abracadabra in hopes of creating something out of nothing. Of course, we've all forgotten that this word is not a toy. It has roots in ancient Aramaic mysticism, avracadabra, meaning, I create as I speak. Silence. But sir, the student now pressed, surely you don't believe that a single word, this verbum significatium, whatever it is, has the power to unlock ancient wisdom and bring about a worldwide enlightenment? Peter Solomon's face revealed nothing. My own beliefs should not concern you. What should concern you is that this prophecy of a coming enlightenment is echoed in virtually every faith and philosophical tradition on earth. Hindus call it the Krita Age. Astrologers call it the Age of Aquarius. The Jews describe the coming of the Messiah. Theosophists call it the New Age. Cosmologists call it harmonic convergence and predict the actual date. December 21st, 2012, someone called. Yes, unnervingly soon, if you're a believer in Mayan math. Langdon chuckled, recalling how Solomon, 10 years ago, had correctly predicted the current spate of television specials predicting that the year 2012 would mark the end of the world. Timing aside, Solomon said, I find it wondrous to note that throughout history, all of mankind's disparate philosophies have all concurred on one thing, that a great enlightenment is coming. In every culture, in every era, in every corner of the world, the human dream has focused on the same